Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Moscow, Russia. Russia is dividing its military between the Ukraine and Syria. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will have the details on this story in one moment here at this broadcast table.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's now a report that the Russians may be planning a new invasion on the Ukraine, trying to open up two fronts, trying to distract from what's going on in Syria. Is that a possibility?
Well, these are very disturbing reports. They're coming out of Ukraine itself. It's the Ukrainian government who's talking about a massive Russian troop buildup, and here the reports vary from somewhere between 70,000 troops to 260,000 troops in the Donbas area, which is the contested area of eastern Ukraine. It's clear that the Russians have a huge military equipment buildup. There's over 1,000 main battle tanks that they've amassed there along the Ukrainian border. And you've got to really wonder why the Russians would want to do this at a very sensitive time in their relations with the United States and with the rest of the world. Russia is becoming increasingly isolated. I think that's true. Their activities in Syria are not benefiting them tremendously. In fact, when the reports came out of the U.S. airstrike and artillery strike against those Russian contractors, the military contractors, where 200 Russians were killed as they tried to cross into the U.S.-controlled area of the Syrian-Iraq border a couple of months ago. You know, this has really created quite a bit of dissension back home. The Russian people are very worried about this. They see another foreign war, another foreign entanglement. You're right. Putin could be either trying to distract his home audience from what's going on in Syria, or he could just be thinking that he can get away with anything and nobody is going to stop him. We'll just have to see how he does it, because the United States, under President Trump, has provided defensive military equipment to the Ukraine. Obviously, we don't have troops there. We haven't welcomed Ukraine into NATO, so there's no mutual defense treaty. But the U.S. is concerned about Ukraine's territorial integrity, and I don't think President Trump would be favorable to a Russian military incursion there. I don't think he's going to put U.S. troops on the line to stop it. That's pretty sure, I think.
Ken Timmerman explaining how Russia is dividing its military between the Ukraine and Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Russia is referred to as Magog in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. The end-of-time scenario that is found in Bible prophecy says that there will be two major powers at the beginning of the tribulation period. Russia will be one of those powers, and they will lead a Middle Eastern Islamic alignment to destroy the Jewish state, and the other, the revived Roman Empire, Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and 23 and 24. With the threat of Russia invading the Ukraine and having a strong presence in Syria, the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...